The Book of Daniel, number 94. Unveiling the prophetic framework, understanding the threefold powers leading to Armageddon. Key takeaways. In this comprehensive analysis, we delve into the prophetic frameworks articulated by William Miller and Future for America, shedding light on the intricate structures of power and the impending fall of Babylon. While Miller's prophetic framework centered on the two desolating powers of pagan Rome and papal Rome, Future for America expands upon this, incorporating the threefold manifestations of Rome, including apostate Protestantism. The prophetic journey navigates through the historical contexts of Babylon and Rome, unraveling the geopolitical and religious complexities intertwined with the final fall of modern Babylon. Drawing upon biblical passages and historical events, this exploration illuminates the significance of the papacy, the false prophet, and the scarlet-colored beast, offering profound insights into the culmination of prophetic history. William Miller's prophetic framework highlights the desolating powers of pagan Rome and papal Rome, setting the stage for understanding the prophetic makeup of modern Rome. Future for America expands upon Miller's framework, introducing the concept of three manifestations of Rome, encompassing pagan Rome, papal Rome, and apostate Protestantism. The prophetic journey unveils the significance of Babylon's three manifestations, from Nimrod's Babel to the reign of Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, ultimately leading to the fall of modern Babylon. Revelation chapter 17 provides crucial insights into the judgment of Babylon, symbolized by the woman with Mystery Babylon written upon her forehead and her association with the scarlet-colored beast. The geopolitical apparatus employed by the papacy in the last days is symbolized by the scarlet-colored beast, representing modern Rome, while the woman represents modern Babylon, exercising control over the political structure. The final fall of Babylon is a central theme in Bible prophecy, intertwined with the arrogance of the papacy and its ultimate judgment. The prophetic significance of Daniel chapter 11, Revelation chapters 13 and 14, and chapters 17 and 18 is examined, highlighting the role of the papacy, the false prophet, and the dragon, representing the ten kings. These three lines of prophecy, beginning in 1798 and culminating in the close of probation, converge to depict the final fall of modern Babylon, emphasizing the intertwined nature of the political and religious powers. The prophetic journey underscores the urgent call to come out of Babylon as her sins reach unto heaven, and her judgment approaches with plagues and ultimate destruction. The prophetic framework applied by William Miller was the structure of the two desolating powers of pagan Rome followed by papal Rome. The prophetic framework applied by Future for America is the structure of the three desolating powers of pagan Rome followed by papal Rome and then apostate Protestantism. The three manifestations of Rome are those three desolating powers of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. That framework was recognized in a large part by the resistance brought against the light of the last six verses of Daniel chapter 11 that was unsealed at the time of the end in 1989. The first two manifestations of Rome identify the prophetic makeup of modern Rome. The third and last manifestation of Rome, modern Rome, identifies the structure of the final threefold persecuting power of the last days. Closely related but distinctly different is the three manifestations of Babylon. The first was Nimrod's Babel. The second was Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar's Babylon. Together, those two prophetic witnesses identify the prophetic characteristics of modern Babylon. Though at one level, modern Rome and modern Babylon are the same entity, the three manifestations of Babylon are identifying the final fall of Babylon and the arrogance of the man of sin. The fall of Babylon is a large and specific subject in Bible prophecy, as is the arrogance of the Pope of Rome. In Revelation chapter 17, one of the angels who pours out the seven last plagues comes to specifically identify the judgment of Babylon, which is another expression of her fall. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Revelation 17:1-3. The work of the angel is to show John the judgment of the woman who has Mystery Babylon written upon her forehead. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Revelation 17:4-6. The geopolitical apparatus which the papacy employs in the last days to persecute those she deems are heretics is represented by a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The fact that she is riding upon the beast shows that she is in control of the beast, as is a rider upon a horse. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Revelation 17:8. The scarlet-colored beast with 7 heads and 10 horns is modern Rome and represents the geopolitical structure the woman employs as she persecutes God's faithful in the last days. The woman is modern Babylon, the great city that commits fornication and rules over the kings of the earth. The first two manifestations of Babylon represented by Babel in Genesis chapter 11 and Babylon in Daniel chapters 4 and 5 describe the arrogance and the fall of modern Babylon in the last days. The woman who is judged in Revelation chapter 17 is modern Babylon, and the beast she reigns over is modern Rome. She has committed fornication with the kings, and together they are one flesh. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Though they are one, certain prophetic elements of modern Rome and modern Babylon are isolated in God's word. The story of modern Babylon, as established by the two witnesses of Babel and Babylon, is about her arrogance and her final fall. In the last 6 verses of Daniel 11, the king of the north is used to represent the papacy. The pope of Rome is Satan's earthly representative. To secure worldly gains and honors, the church was led to seek the favor and support of the great men of earth, and having thus rejected Christ, she was induced to yield allegiance to the representative of Satan, the Bishop of Rome. The Great Controversy 50. Satan wished to be God, and his desire was to take God's political and religious thrones. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Isaiah 14:12-14. Satan desired to exalt his throne, which is a symbol of kingly rule, above the stars of God. The stars of God are the angels and represent the machinery of God's government. Satan desired to also be seated upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. The congregation is the church, and it is located in Jerusalem, which is in the sides of the north. To be seated upon a throne in sides of the north is to be king of the north. Christ is the true king of the north, who also is king over the government of God. Satan desired to be like the Most High. A song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Psalm 48:1-3. The earthly representative of Satan is the Bishop of Rome, the Pope. In the last 6 verses of Daniel 11, the final rise and fall of the Pope of Rome is portrayed, and the Pope is there represented as the King of the North. He is the head of the Catholic Church, and the word Catholic means universal. In order for Satan to counterfeit Christ's two thrones, political and religious, Satan created the Catholic Church for the purpose of having a worldwide religious system when he begins his personation of Christ in the last days. This compromise between paganism and Christianity resulted in the development of the man of sin, foretold in prophecy as opposing and exalting himself above God. That gigantic system of false religion is a masterpiece of Satan's power, a monument of his efforts to seat himself upon the throne to rule the earth according to his will. The Great Controversy, 50. Satan constructed a worldwide religious system and also a worldwide political structure for the purpose of counterfeiting the two thrones of authority that true King of the North is seated upon. The 10 kings of Revelation 17, with whom the whore commits fornication and rules over in the last days, represents the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns that is reigned over by the woman who has Babylon written on her forehead. In chapter 17, the 10 kings hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Thus, her judgment is portrayed. The 3 manifestations of Babylon are identifying the final fall of Babylon. The 3 manifestations of Rome are identifying the political structure she reigns over. The 3 angels' messages of Revelation chapter 14 address the final fall of modern Babylon, as does Daniel chapter 11, verses 44 and 45. Her final fall is referenced in chapter 17 of Revelation, but it is even more specifically detailed in chapter 18. Daniel 11's portrayal of modern Babylon's final fall, accompanied with the illustration of chapter 14's 3 angels, and chapters 17 and 18's description of the final fall are to be brought together, line upon line. In Daniel 11, modern Babylon's final fall is identified as occurring with her receiving no help, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain, yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Daniel 11:45. In the next verse, Michael stands up and human probation closes. The verse begins by stating, "And at that time, when modern Babylon falls, human probation closes, and she dies alone." The third angel identifies the close of probation because it identifies that the world has been divided into 2 classes of people, those who have the mark of the beast and those who have the seal of God. At that time, God's wrath is poured out upon modern Babylon and those who have accepted the mark of her authority. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Revelation 14:9-12. In Revelation chapter 18, the judgment of the great whore is represented as a progressive judgment that begins at the soon-coming Sunday law, when the second voice calls God's other flock out of Babylon. By verse 21, the close of probation is marked, thus identifying a period from the soon-coming Sunday law in the United States until Michael stands up is a period of time that modern Babylon's judgment is brought about during a time of great persecution. "And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." Revelation 18, verse 21-24. The casting down of the stone, the silencing of the musicians and workers, the extinguishing of the candle, the silencing of the voices of the bride and bridegroom are all expressions taken from the Old Testament that represent the close of probation. When Daniel chapter 11 is prophetically laid upon Revelation chapters 13 and 14, and then those 2 passages are laid upon chapters 17 and 18 of Revelation, we find 3 lines of prophecy, that, among other truths, represent the final fall of modern Babylon. Each of the three lines represent one of the threefold powers that lead the world to Armageddon. Daniel chapter 11 is identifying the beast, the papacy. Revelation chapters 13 and 14 present the same history, but from the perspective of the false prophet, the United States. Revelation chapters 17 and 18 identify the same prophetic line, but the history there represented is focused upon the dragon, the United Nations. Each of the three lines begin at the time of the end in 1798. Verse 40 of Daniel chapter 11 begins with the words, "And at the time of the end." The time of the end in the beginning of the verse is 1798, and when the verse was fulfilled in 1989, it was also the time of the end. For Jesus illustrates the end with the beginning when he wishes to place his signature upon an important fact. Sister White informs us that chapter 13 of Revelation also begins in 1798. And when the papacy, robbed of its strength, was forced to desist from persecution, John beheld a new power coming up to echo the dragon's voice and carry forward the same cruel and blasphemous work. This power, the last that is to wage war against the church and the law of God, was symbolized by a beast with lamb-like horns. Signs of the Times, November 1, 1899. The line of prophecy that begins in verse 40 of Daniel 11 in 1798 continues until human probation closes when Michael stands up. The line of prophecy that begins in 1798, when the papacy, robbed of its strength, was forced to desist from persecution, and it ends with the God's wrath being poured upon those who have accepted the mark of papal authority. In Revelation chapter 17, when the angel comes to John to show him the judgment of the papal whore, John is carried to the very end of the wilderness. That represents the history of the year 538 unto 1798. Spiritually placed in 1798, John records the judgment of modern Babylon that begins with the second voice of Revelation 18, which announces that the papacy has filled the cup of her probationary time, and her judgment then continues until probation closes as the millstone is cast into the sea. Line upon line, these three lines identify the final fall of modern Babylon, who has committed fornication with the kings of modern Rome. Daniel 11 is a witness of the papacy, represented as the king of the north. Revelation 13 and 14 is a witness of the false prophet, and chapters 17 and 18 witness to the role of the dragon, the ten kings. The prophetic framework employed by Future for America is based upon the three powers that lead the world to Armageddon. The two witnesses of Babel and Babylon identify the prophetic characteristics of modern Babylon. Those two witnesses speak of the arrogance of a papal leader who professes to be Christian and seats himself in the temple of God and proclaims himself to be God. Those two witnesses also identify his final fall. The Pope's self-exaltation and final fall, as represented in the three manifestations of Babylon, are what establishes the vision of prophetic history. And in those times there shall many stand up against the King of the South, also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. Daniel 11:14. We will continue our consideration of the three manifestations of Babylon in the next article. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." Revelation 18, verse 4-8.